Good evening. You'll have to forgive this voice. I'm buying it in instalments from Charing Cross Hospital at £80 a go. This evening I'm going to read six poems. Three of them are about my friends, transgendered friends. And when you become my friend, two things happen. One, I write a poem about you, and two, you end up having it put into one of these books, which I hand produce. So the first of these poems is about a young trans girl. She's 17 years old, Elodie Isabel Daniels. She's just simply gorgeous, but when she looks in the mirror, all she sees is a boy, and she hates that boy. I've had to live with this face for 45 years, and I've come to know and forgive it. For Elodie and me. He's there behind the makeup, looking out from firm foundation, rosy-tinted lips, emboldened eyes, beneath the casual hair I happy finger absently. He's there behind the mirror, smiling, sorry that I'm sad and knowing how I hurt and how I hate and wishing he could wave a wand and make it better instantly. I look him in his understanding eyes and smile, and he smiles back and nods and gently steps aside to let me pass, but promises he'll watch me, love me constantly. The second of these poems is about a trans man called Ian O'Flaherty. Ian's had a hard life as a sister, daughter and mother, and as a wife, and now he has a hard life as a brother as he watches his brother Jerry dying of leukemia in Canada. Ian, to exercise his demons, gets on his bicycle, and I do the same. So even though we're separated by an ocean, we're very much connected. An early morning ride. Ian, you and I are out today on separate paths and cycles, riding hard against the wind, against the contours, on our own, heading homewards slowly, riding side by side with strangers on their own familiar paths. And yes, we're sleepers waking up to different days, but when we dream, we see one sky, one moon, one set of stars, one earth, one diurnal circle, many paths, one home. Sally Outen is 24 years old. She's very bright, Oxford graduate, gentle and quiet. She's also quite bloody-minded. She took on Oxfordshire PCT and made them pay for her reassignment surgery. When she talks to me, she uses terms of endearment like sweetie, darling, and honey. This poem is also inspired by a line from Jeanette Winterson. I'm telling you stories, trust me. And so much of the transgendered experience is about interrogating ourselves and telling stories. On your coming of age, sweetie, let me read you, like a father, mother to a daughter, stories that you'll feel inside are true, all happy ever afters, ending with a goodnight kiss that tells you I'm still me and you're still you. Darling, let me write you, like an old, familiar friend, long letters full of what will be and what is now, of who we are, not what we were or how. Honey, let us tell each other, like a pair of naughty children, lies about ourselves, our names, our natures, all the things we say and do, and always knowing inwardly that every word is true. The second set of three poems are about me and about my wife and family. It's an extraordinary time for us. The first is about my condition. I find myself deconstructing my own personality, my marriage and the balance, and very much on public display. And you? I'm shucked. A spine-cracked book, a gravel-crusted graze. I'm spatchcocked. I am a frog laid out for vivisection. I'm an eye with a sty. I am partly finished demolition work. I'm a handbag's contents, scattered, clattering out of reach and into other people's hands. And you? The second poem is about a little house I used to live in with my wife and my daughter. We moved to a bigger house that feels far less manageable. I made the front garden, I built a white picket fence around it, and we used to spend hours working and playing in it. And now I see it every morning as I walk to work. Move along. The fence is cracked and graying teeth still smile at passers-by from this most sociable of gardens. I stand for a while and smile back. The fence was raw, upended. You and I conspiring, father, daughter, bridal dressed it, messed ourselves and minded nothing. The fence ran round the hours we spent as wife and husband, side by side beside the busy road, bent double, then benighted, benched together. You ran along the fence, my five-year-old explorer, safe inside but sensing danger, looking out and moving, moving. We moved. The fence remains, a tooth is loose, the bridal dress is wearing thin, the nails stained, they strain to hold the whole together. The fence, the garden bench, and flower beds, our past, are passed to someone else, and I must move along. The final poem is, I think, far more hopeful. My wife and I accept the inevitability that we will separate, but we're naively and willfully fighting against that, clinging to each other and loving each other more than we've ever done before. And fingers. You were sometimes like this paper, double-sided, back to back, two pages in a story, telling one another how we feel, what scares us, what we need. But other times we're folded, lying face to face, together, arm in arm, hand on hand, mouth devouring hungry mouth and fingers.